Chapter 12. The Engineers. In this chapter, I describe the engineering role, also commonly known as developers or, in some circles, programmers. But as with the last chapter, I'm not trying to speak here to the engineers. I'm aiming this discussion at product managers who need to learn how to work effectively with engineers. There's probably no more important relationship for a successful product manager than the one with your engineers. If your relationship is strong, with mutual and sincere respect both ways, then the product manager job is great. If your relationship is not strong, your days as product manager will be brutal and probably numbered. Therefore, this is a relationship worth taking very seriously and doing everything you can to nurture. This strong relationship begins with you. You need to do your homework and bring to the team the knowledge and skills of good product management. Engineers are typically smart and often skeptical by nature, so if you're bluffing, they likely won't be fooled. If you don't know something, it's much better to fess up and say you'll find out rather than try to bluster. It's also hugely important that you have an actual appreciation for the demands and complexities of the engineering job. If you were an engineer before, or if you've studied computer science in school, you're probably in good shape. But if not, I want to strongly encourage you to take a class at a local community college or online education where you'll learn a programming language. The purpose of developing this programming literacy is not so you start telling your engineers how to do their job, but rather to significantly improve your ability to engage with and collaborate with your engineers. Less obviously, but at least as important, this knowledge will give you a much better appreciation for technology and the art of the possible. It's also critical that you share very openly what you know about your customers, especially their pain, the data, and your business constraints. Your job is to bring this information to your team and then to discuss the various potential solutions to these problems. There is nothing wrong with you bringing a strong point of view, but you must constantly demonstrate to your team that you're open-minded, you know how to listen, and you want and need their help in coming up with the right product. As a practical matter, you need to engage directly with your engineers every workday. There are typically two types of discussions going on each day. In the first type of discussion, you're soliciting their ideas and input for the items you're working on in discovery. In the second type of discussion, they're asking you clarifying questions on the items they're working on delivering to production. Where a lot of product managers go sideways is in how they communicate with their engineers.
Just as most product managers don't like it when an executive or stakeholder spells out exactly what they want you to build, engineers generally don't like it when you try to spell out how to build something.
So, while it's good if you have a strong technology understanding, it's not good if you use that knowledge to try to do their jobs for them. You want to give your engineers as much latitude as possible in coming up with the best solution. Remember, they are the ones who will be called in the middle of the night to fix issues if they arise. One last thing to keep in mind. The morale of the engineers is very much a function of you as the product manager. It is your job to make sure they feel like missionaries and not mercenaries. You do this by involving them deeply in the customer pain you are trying to solve and in the business problems you face. Don't try to shelter them from this. Instead, share these problems and challenges very openly with them. They will respect you more for it, and in most cases, the developers will rise to the challenge. The tech lead role. There are, of course, many different types of engineers. Some focus on engineering the user experience, generally referred to as front-end developers, and some focus on specific technologies, for example, database, search, machine learning. Similarly, as with most other roles, there is a career progression for engineers. Many go on to become senior engineers, and some go from there to principal engineer or architect roles. Others move into more of an engineering leadership path, which generally starts with the tech lead role, also known as dev lead or lead engineer. In general, from the product management perspective, any senior engineer is helpful because of the broad knowledge he or she brings that pertains to what is possible. However, a tech lead not only has this knowledge,
and is responsible for helping to share this knowledge with the other engineers on the team.
But the tech lead also has an explicit responsibility to help the product manager and product designer discover a strong solution. Not every engineer or even senior engineer wants to participate in discovery activities, and this is fine. What's not okay is to have a team of engineers in which none of them wants to engage in discovery activities. It is for this reason that the product manager and product designer work most closely with the tech lead. In some product teams, there may be more than one tech lead, which is all the better. It's also worth pointing out that engineers often have different work styles, which is also true for many designers. The product manager needs to be sensitive to the best way to interact.
For example, many product managers are happy to speak in front of a larger group or even a group of senior executives, but many engineers or designers are not. It's important to be sensitive to this.